voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. 916, got clouds, 30 degrees. Thursday talk around continues. Always great to have Jana Burnton talking Richland Wilkin Foundation. Again, if you missed that interview, we'll be up in podcast form later on this afternoon on our website, kbmwnews.com. We switch gears. We got to talk Vince Herding Spring Youth Fishing Derby, and brought in the heavy hitter, Greg Giroux. Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Don't laugh at that. River Area Sportsman's Club. I've been bragging about you all week and the great work you do and bringing this to us.
I appreciate that.
I am just stoked because it was so nice to actually open up the mic and say, you know what? The Derby's on.
You betcha.
Yeah, missed it last year because of all the nonsense.
All the crazy stuff that had been going on, and we were looking at our calendar from last year and cancel. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, we got to fix this.
You were a little depressed last year.
I was. We were talking about that. It's like, geez, I really don't have anything to talk about.
Well, no, and as much work as the club does with the youth, too, that was tough for all of you having to that on the shelf.
It was. We really kind of kicked things in gear when we did the Neil Heitkamp Youth Fishing Derby.
Right.
This is how important this is. 308 kids showed up for that.
For the Heitkamp Derby.
Correct.
Get out of here. That many.
Yeah, well, you think about it, and then for a lot of them, there was, you know, one grandparent or two grandparents. The whole ice was covered. That was so great to see.
I love hearing that.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number two, the next thing in this year.
Here we go.
Vince Herding Spring Youth Derby. Now, we've been doing this for a number of years. Vince had a passion for getting kids outside, and he started this derby, had been working on it for a number of years, got it refined to a point where it's a well-oiled machine. And we're going to have this derby on Saturday, May 1st, from 8 to 1. We're out at the Kidder Rec area. There's going to be prizes. It's free to all the kids. Just come on out, have some fun, and we'll feed you.
Can't beat the prize.
We've got some prizes. Mm-hmm. We've got a casting contest. We've got trophies. And we want to make sure that the kids have a good time.
Oh, they will have a good time, Greg.
I certainly
guaranteed.
Hope so. I tell you what, we've got two people that have Vince's passion.
Mm-hmm.
Vince's daughter, Becky, and her husband, I tell you what, they do such a super job with this thing. They had a great mentor in Vince, and it's carried on. And they're doing just a phenomenal job putting this thing together.
Keeping it in the family.
Yep. Rich Truesdell and Becky Truesdell. Great.
Got this whole thing put together. That's what makes up a well-oiled machine.
Yep. You know, like they have some volunteers to help, and it's been a great thing over the years.
So
it's been a lot of fun.
If Vince would see this now, what do you suppose he'd say about it?
Good job.
Because this thing's grown a lot.
Good job. Oh, you betcha. Mm-hmm. You betcha. Yeah, I've known him for a number of years before he passed away and talks about this. And anytime you get into a conversation with Vince, it somehow turns over to, okay, what are we going to do to make sure these kids have a great time?
Wow.
That's just the way he was.
That was Vince, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
I worked. I had a good fortune. We were talking about this working with his wife Denise here at the radio station years and years and years ago. She was out in the front office and loved Denise.
Yeah.
Good people.
You betcha. Okay, open to anybody that wants to come out and have some fun. Boys and girls, 18 and under. It's free. Just come on out, have some fun, enjoy. Casting contest, food, prizes, trophies.
Red River Area Sportsman's Club.
Hey.
It just kind of all works together.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm showing you a list this year. This one, Vince Herding is going to kick it off. We've got our Dick Bell Catfish Tournament coming up.
Awesome.
We've got the Bronx Carp and Sucker Derby. And then we turn into the fall stuff. We've got four hunts scheduled this year.
Okay.
A goose hunt, a waterfowl hunt, a pheasant hunt for the kids, and then two others. And this is a couple things that are new for us. We've got a ladies' rooster roundup where it's ladies only. And we're going to try something different this year where we're doing a hunt specifically for veterans. Good for you.
Yep.
We're going to try this. We had an opportunity to review a couple things that have been going on, a couple other hunts, and Abby Heitkamp decided, you know, this is something that we can do, and she's been working very hard on getting this thing squared away for us. So as we get closer to some of these dates, I'm going to be back. We're going to be talking a lot more about this stuff.
I believe they do something similar, Greg, out in Stutsman County, out around Jamestown. It's a hunt specifically for veterans.
I think you're right.
Good stuff.
And I got to get this plug in. October 23rd is going to be the smoker. We are going to do it.
Oh, say it isn't so.
No. We are going to do it.
Good.
Excuse me.
Good
we are
for
gonna
you.
Do it. So, yeah, it's going to be a full year for us. We've got some great people in the club that just love doing all this stuff, and we are going to have a ball this year. Up for last year.
Needless to say, it's good to get back to it, right?
It is.
Right.
It really is. Right. It really is. A couple other things. We've got two local affiliates that are going to be opening up here. Head of the Red Trap Range, north of Breck, May 4th. Morton Sportsman's Club, the Joe Pekarski Trap Range, June 2nd. They're going to be open. You want to go out and break some clays? Got a couple places you can go, and they are going to be up and running this
year. Awesome stuff.
All right. One more shot at this one.
Yeah.
The Vince Herding Spring Youth Fishing Derby. Now, kids 18 and under, free. Come on out. Have some fun. Kidder Rec Area, Saturday, May 1st. Starts at 8 o'clock. Registration will be going at a little bit early, but 8 o'clock we start fishing. Got about 5 hours there. We do have a casting contest noon. We're going to have some food and some prizes and trophies.
Awesome. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time, too.
Well, absolutely.
Brings out the kid in you, too, Greg Drew. I can always tell that. The little kid comes out at you every time you do something like that.
I'm having a great time.
Good stuff.
You betcha.
All right, Greg. Well, listen, come back real soon. We got with all this ground to cover, we're going to be talking a lot.
We've got quite a few things to talk about throughout the year, so I definitely will be back.
Make up for 2020. Greg Drew, always great to have you in. It's 923, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Twintown Villa is now offering sign-on bonus for overnight positions. Call 643-9542 for application. Must be caring, dynamic, energetic, and team-oriented. Effective communication skills, ability to understand needs of residents, works well with others, assists with housekeeping duties, and laundry. PM shift 3 to 11:30. Starting salary is $14.50 an hour. Excellent benefits, CNA certified a plus. Background check and drug screen required. Applications available at Wapton Job Service or at Twintown Villa. Return completed applications to Twintown Villa. Welcome to the Radio Employment Connection, where we work to find people to work for you. Aggregate Industries is hiring ready mixed truck